He three short ideas with the Rachma Shifka Rebbe, the Imrus Taharos, Parshas Vayishlach. Maybe we'll try to connect it to Chanukah as well. Learning Shemitz Chosu Furushim for Chai Esther Tiel Vazar Tzipora, Chaim Levan Or Yael, and Etamash Chaim and Esther Besor Shachai Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Ava Shalom, because the Rebbe quoted earlier in the week, but the Rachma Shifka Rebbe Shlidach quotes it again. A year Yaakov Mor Vayitzel Lola Menbeis Ches, Yaakov was very afraid and he was scared and it pained him and worried him. What pained him, worried him? Why was he worried? The fact that he was scared. Yaakov was bothered. Why was he bothered that he was even afraid of Esav? Why am I bothered? Gemara Brachos tells Hashem Yigur Melchim. Maybe he sinned. He lost all his chusim. Rashi brings it down. But at the end of the day, the Av Hashem chus l'chufas l'vavas. The only thing, only one that we have any yira from is the Rabbonu Shalom. Anytime we have any worry, it's a lack of beis, a lack of bitachon. Like Rav Shor tells us, daiga, worry, is the first four letters of the aleph beis minus the beis. Because when a person worries, it's a lack of bitachon. And Rav Chaim Michal Zlatchev, an early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, tells us that when a person has emunah, you bring down shefa to this world. And when a person has daiga, you're holding back that shefa, you're holding back that pipe, that reward, and that schar from coming down. Vayir Yaakov Ma'od Vayitzol, he was worried. And what was he worried about? Vayitzol, it pained him and worried him that he was even scared of Esav. He wasn't scared. He knew he had full trust in the Monoshu. Yaakov Avinu, the Merkava of Taurus, of Emes, of a Bitachon. He was upset at himself. What an incredible idea about filling Amun and Bitachon, their Bonoshim. And that's the whole Inyan Chanukah. The whole Inyan Chanukah, as the Rav Tzadok tells us, is that Kislev is when everything looks covered, Lashon of Kisui, but to know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, idea number two. Idea number two that told us Yaakov Yosef quotes the Baal Shem Tov. What's he really trying to tell us? What's this miyarei sav? Shelo yirah li esav ho yetzer demas achai veraai ho yetzer toshi she yom arotu she esav b'mitzvos. We have to be careful, says Yaakov. You know the Yitzhara is very clever. When it's the Yitzhara, we know. But when is the Yitzhara even when he's even more clever? When he thinks, tells us that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go to mincha on Sunday in the middle of with the kids. It's a mitzvah to do this. It's a mitzvah to do that. We have to make sure to have the proper focus and see. What's a mitzvah? What's an avera? Miyad achim miyad esav means help me with the two types of yitzharas that he colors himself sometimes to be an avera, but he also sometimes and even more than sometimes, even more dangerously, he'll focus the yitzhara and coloring averas into mitzvahs and telling us that's really good, but it's actually the wrong idea. What an incredible idea from the Hashem Tov quoted by the Tolos Yaakov Yosef and the Kiddush Levi also expands on it. Finally, the third and final idea comes us from the Kiddush Levi himself. Yaakov Avinu says, "You said you're going to be revealed good with me and you'll be kind with me." What does this mean? Hative eight is lashon of double lashon of tov. That filu hadin mishu'ad l'matzal l'maza rak chasarim shutim she'iskalab l'matzal l'maza, that it should be good. She'af l'maza yinira hatov le'inayim, that it should be good, revealed kindness, good kindness. Amarta hative, you said it would be good, but eitiv, I want to see the good revealed kindness. Everything is good. Kan shem avarachal l'chotok kach mevarachal rob. But not only down up there, it's good. I want to see you down here be good as well. That's what Kedush Yosef says. It's a koich. We should be zoch to see the kindness and the openness and the goodness of the Ribono Shel Olam. So the first idea we said from the Machshavah Shel Rebbe quoting the Ava Shalom. He was worried. He got scared. He was worried. Why was he worried? He goes worried that he was even scared. Because and then it's only we think of the Ribono Shel Olam. Only think of the Ribono Shel Olam. The person has daigah, the lack of the bitachon, lack of the beis. Rav Shor tells us that stop the channels. Like Rav Chaim Michal Zlatchev says, you stop the channels of emunah and shefa coming down. The second idea that Yaakov Yosef says from the Baal Shem Tov. When he wants us to sin, when he tells us that it's okay, it's a mitzvah, but it's really an avera to go to mincha in the middle of bedtime. It's not a proper time for mincha. Da mincha earlier. That's just something that I struggle with. That I took time to be able to realize. There's a time for mincha. There's a time for bedtime. And finally, the third and final idea, the Kedushas Levi tells us, hey, everything is good. But we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu that it should be revealed kindness. She'af po'ilm hazza, that even down here we should see bezocha to see. They revealed kindness down that realm. All these three ideas, whether it be the Ava Shalom about Bitachon, or about the Tulsi Yaakov Yitzchok, the Baal Shem Tov, about realizing what's a Yetzirah, what's a mitzvah, what's an Avera, and revealed kindness, that's all Chanukah. That's all Chanukah. The whole Inin of Chanukah is to see what is good, what is not good, what's Chashmonoim, what's Klai Yisrael, and what's not Klai Yisrael. We should Zohar Bez Hashem take these three ideas that the Rebbe taught us. The Rebbe taught that he's learning his Torahs about the Kayach of Bitachon to see what's a Yetzirah, what's a Yetzirah, what's a mitzvah, what's an Avera. And to not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully and openly in our lives, Be'ez Hashem Shchach.